Once Aunt Adelheid, that was Papa's sister, took sick, and I had a help over there. And Anna Schlesman was my cousin, and she'd tell me what to do and so forth. So one day she wanted to cook soap outside in a big black kettle. And of course, years ago, you saved wherever you could, so we gathered corn cobs and sticks for the fire. And the soap was cooking with the lye and everything. And then we'd go for some more sticks and things because the fire was getting low and you needed just a little bit more cooking to be done. So we gathered some more stuff. And what a surprise when we came back to the kettle, we found it looking black speckled all over, and it had been such nice white soap. So a hen had jumped on the edge of the kettle and fallen in. And lye in the soap had just eaten the chicken to pieces. Oh, what a mess, and what a loss. We tried to strain it, but I don't know if it ever turned out very good or not. That was so much better that Mama could cook the soap in the black kettle that Daddy had mortared into a corner of the summer kitchen. That was all enclosed that way, and the chimney took the smoke out. But Schlesman's always stayed with the old ways. They had the old oaken bucket instead of a pump, and they set their hens for raising chickens, yet when even most all people had incubators. And when one of the cooks would leave the nest and the eggs got cold, they would never hatch, so they would pick them up, and those would be broken then to use to eat for breakfast. Sometimes the hen had sat on a little longer or something, and the yolks would run all over, and oh, I didn't like that. I didn't care for such eggs. But I was supposed to fry them while they'd go and milk the cows. So I did, just as they had asked. But I also took one good egg and broke that, and I took that and broke the yolk so it looked like all the other eggs, and I put the eggs on the plate, but I was sure to know which of the eggs was the one that I had broken purposely. And it was a custom, everybody grabbed what was right in front of their plate. So I took the good egg and passed the eggs to the other people. I always felt that the laborer was worthy of his hire.